ఫ్రెండ్స్, వరల్డ్ క్లాస్ మ్యానుఫ్యాక్చరింగ్ చాప్టర్ నంబర్ 12 అండ్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ ద చాప్టర్ ఈజ్ సిక్స్ సిగ్మా. సిక్స్ సిగ్మా ఈజ్ ఏ ప్రోసెస్ ఇంప్రూవ్మెంట్ మెథడాలజీ దట్ హెల్ప్స్ ఆర్గనైజేషన్స్ ఇంప్రూవ్ దేర్ బిజినెస్ ప్రోసెసెస్. సిక్స్ సిగ్మాస్ మెయిన్ ఆబ్జెక్టివ్ ఈజ్ టు హెల్ప్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్ యూనిఫామ్ ప్రోసెసెస్ టు డిక్రీజ్ ద అమౌంట్ ఆఫ్ వేరియేషన్స్ ఇన్ ద ఎండ్ ప్రోడక్ట్. అల్టిమేట్లీ దిస్ మినిమైజెస్ ద అమౌంట్ ఆఫ్ ప్రోడక్ట్ డిఫెక్ట్స్. ద గోల్ ఆఫ్ సిక్స్ సిగ్మా ఈజ్ టు అచీవ్ అ లెవెల్ ఆఫ్ క్వాలిటీ దట్ ఈస్ నియర్లీ పర్ఫెక్ట్ విత్ ఓన్లీ 3.4 డిఫెక్ట్స్ పర్ మిలియన్ అపార్చునిటీ. వాట్ ఈస్ అపార్చునిటీ? సపోజ్ దేర్ ఈజ్ అ కంపోనెంట్ ఇన్ విచ్ దేర్ ఈజ్ డిఫెక్ట్ ఫార్ 3 ప్లేసెస్, సో ఇట్ బికమ్స్ 3 అపార్చునిటీస్ ఫార్ మిలియన్ అపార్చునిటీస్. వీ హ్యావ్ టు ఫైండ్ ఓన్లీ 3.4 డిఫెక్ట్స్ మీన్స్ ఆల్మోస్ట్ 0 డిఫెక్ట్స్. ఇస్ ఇట్ పాసిబుల్? ఎస్. ఎ సిక్స్ సిగ్మా ప్రోసెస్ ఈజ్ సచ్ దాట్ వీ క్యాన్ అచీవ్ ఓన్లీ 3.4 డిఫెక్ట్స్ పర్ మిలియన్ అపార్చునిటీస్ ఓన్ ఇన్ దోస్ కంపోనెంట్స్. సిక్స్ సిగ్మా యూజెస్ ఏ స్ట్రక్చర్డ్ అప్రోచ్ కాల్డ్ DMAISE. వాట్ ఈస్ డి? డిఫైన్. వాట్ ఈస్ ఎమ్? మేజర్. వాట్ ఈస్ ఏ? అనలైజ్. వాట్ ఈస్ ఐ? ఇంప్రూవ్. వాట్ ఈస్ సి? కంట్రోల్. దిస్ ఎటిమాలజీ ఈజ్ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ ద గ్రీక్ సింబల్ సిగ్మా ఆర్ స్మాల్ సిగ్మా, ఎ స్టాటిస్టికల్ టర్మ్ ఫర్ మెజరింగ్ ప్రోసెస్ డెవియేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ప్రోసెస్ మీన్ ఆర్ టార్గెట్. వీ కాల్ దిస్ సిగ్మా యాజ్ స్టాండర్డ్ డెవియేషన్. సిగ్మా ఈజ్ స్టాండర్డ్ డెవియేషన్. సిక్స్ సిగ్మా కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ద బెల్ కర్వ్ యూజ్ ఇన్ స్టాటిస్టిక్స్ వేర్ వన్ సిగ్మా సింబలైజెస్ అ సింగల్ స్టాండర్డ్ డెవియేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ ద మీన్. If the process has 6 sigmas, 3 above and 3 below, then the defect rate is classified as extremely low. 99.7% parts are okay. If the process sigma has 3 above and 3 below sigmas, below the mean, that means if the process has 6 sigmas, 3 above and 3 below the mean, the defect rate is classified as extremely low. But we don't stop here. We have to have 6 sigmas above the mean, 6 sigmas below the mean. That means total tolerance is equal to 12 sigma. And such a process where there are 6 standard deviations above the mean and 6 standard deviations below the mean, that means standard deviation is so low, we have to reduce the standard deviation in the process, so low that there are 6 sigmas above the mean, 6 sigmas below the mean. Such a process is called as Six Sigma process, and the defects what we get in such a Six Sigma process is only 3.4 defects per million opportunities. The higher the standard deviation, the higher is the spread of values. You know it. So processes where the mean is 6 Sigma away from the closest specification limit are aimed at 6 Sigma. You can look at this diagram. If outcomes fall within the 6 sigmas of the mean, then the process is considered to have a low defect rate. The 6 sigma methodology aims to have only 3.4 defects for every 1 million outcomes, or 99.99966% defect-free products. What does it mean? It means our process. We must reduce the standard deviation so low, you have to make it so low that the total spread of the process is 6 sigma above the mean, 6 sigma below the mean. In that case, the defect rate will be almost zero, that is 3.4 defects for every 1 million opportunities. By combining robotic technology and human procedures, Amazon has leveraged 6 sigma to reduce order fulfillment time from 90 to 15 minutes while maintaining minimal errors. Akron Children's Hospital in Ohio, for example, used 6 sigma to reduce the number of days it took to move food from pantry to families in need from 92 to 40. In 1809, German mathematician Carl Friedrich Gauss first used the famous bell curve to explain measurement errors. In the 1920s, Walter Schuhart found that 3 sigma from the mean is the precise point where a process needs to be corrected. In 1986, Motorola engineer Bill Smith used the methodology to identify the maturity of a process by its sigma rating, that means standard deviation rating, which indicates the percentage of products that are defect-free. 6 sigma is still commonly used in lean manufacturing and production. However, this methodology can also be used in the service industry with software engineering teams. In 1991, Motorola certified its first black belt 6 sigma experts, which indicates the beginnings of the formalization of the accredited training of 6 sigma methods. By the year 2000, 6 sigma was effectively established as an industry in its own right, involving the training, consultancy, and implementation of 6 sigma methodology in all sorts of organizations around the world. So, the 5 key principles of 6 sigma. The 6 sigma methodology has 5 key principles you can use when analyzing the processes. Focus on the customer, that is being discussed right from the chapter number 1. The goal is to ensure you can provide the customers with as much value as possible. Identifying the customer wants and needs, which are continuously changing, can help the team better understand how to retain customers and keep them coming back for our product. 2, use data to find where variation occurs. Outline all of the steps of the current production process. Analyze and gather data on the current process to see if there are areas that can be optimized or areas that are causing a bottleneck. 3, continuously improve your process. Use tools such as value stream mapping to identify where you can streamline processes and decrease the amount of bottlenecks. The idea of making small improvements to your processes over time is known as Kaizen, which we have discussed. 4, get everyone involved. This we have discussed again and again, that we want continuous improvement of the people. 6 sigma is a methodology that works best with a cross-functional team, where every member on the team has some training on the 6 sigma process, to reduce the risk of creating more blockers instead of getting rid of them. Ensure a flexible and responsive ecosystem. 6 sigma is all about creating positive change for your customers. You should consistently look for ways to improve the processes, and the team should stay flexible so they can pivot without disturbance. Statistical view of 6 sigma. Actually, you can see here, between -1 and +1, standard deviation, 68.3% of the parts are okay. Standard deviation -2 and +2 standard deviation, 95.5%. Between -3 and +3 standard deviation, that means 3 standard deviations are above the mean and 3 standard deviations are below the mean, such a process, 99.7% are part okay. But this is not the Six Sigma process. Six Sigma process is six standard deviations are above the mean, six standard deviations are below the mean. That means tolerance is equal to 12 sigma. In such a case, you will get only 3.4 defects per million opportunities. The two main Six Sigma methodologies, there are two common processes within Six Sigma and they are each used in different situations. The DMAIC, that is DMAIC method, is the standard method to optimize existing processes. The DMADV method is used when a process is not yet established and you need to create one process. So there are two methodologies, DMAIC, that is DMAIC, and DMADV. Let us see. DMAIC is an acronym and stands for Define, Measure, Analyze, Improve, and Control. That means what? Define the system. Identify your real, ideal customer profile, including your customer's wants, including your customer's needs, major key aspects of current processes. Using the goals you establish in define stage, benchmark the current processes and use the data to optimize your product. Then analyze the process. Determine any root causes of problems. Identify how variations are formed. Improve or optimize your process. Based on the analysis from the previous step, create a new future state process. Control the future state process by control charts. If the results in the improved stage are up to your team's standards, implement this new process into your current workflow. DMADV. DMADV method is sometimes referred to design for Six Sigma. DMADV stands for define, measure, analyze, design, and verify. Here, DV is design and verify. Here is what you do during each phase. Define your goals. When defining goals for the new process you are establishing, consider both business goals and the ideal customer profile. Measure and identify CTQ, that is customer important characteristics. CTQ stands for critical to quality. Identify how the new process can help achieve the CTQs and any potential risk that could impact quality. Analyze to develop and design multiple options. Important to have multiple options. Analyze the strengths and weakness of each one. And now, there is a change. Design the chosen option. Implement the option that best fits your needs. Verify the design and set up pilot runs. Finish implementing the new process. Hand it over to process owners and measure how the process works. So, DMAIC and DMADV, both we have discussed. Six Sigma is simply a process for solving a problem. It consists of five basic phases: define, measure, analyze, improve, and control. Before DMAIC, select the right projects. Before beginning any process, a good project for improvement has an obvious problem within the process. That means, which is a good project we should take is which has an obvious problem within the process. Variation is too much, rejection is too much. Two, has the potential to result in increased revenue, reduced cost, improved efficiency. And then has collectible data. That means you can collect the data for this process. That means good DMAIC project has an obvious problem, has the potential to result in increased revenue, reduced cost or improved efficiency, and has collectible data. You should select such a project for DMAIC Six Sigma. DMAIC, that is DMAIC, is also a system of management that results in a steady pipeline of projects that are ready for. Now on to the DMA process in the brief. Define, measure, analyze, improve, control. Define the problem. What problem would you like to fix? In this phase, the leaders of the project create a project charter, create a high-level view of the process, and begin to understand the needs of the customers of the process. Define the problem by developing a problem statement. Confirm the process is causing problems. Confirm the problem is high priority and will have a high impact. Create the problem statement. That means you should say that, okay, the scrap is very high, more than 6%. Make a problem statement. The problem statement includes severity, business impact, specific area. Define the goal by developing a goal statement. Problem statement, then goal statement. The goal statement should be a direct reflection of the problem statement. Define process by developing maps of the process. The team begins with the bird's eye view of the process, known as high-level process map. Define your customer and their requirements. The customers are the individuals or groups who receive the output of the process. Requirements are received through the voice of the customer, VOC. Then measure. Map out the current process. How does the process currently perform? Measurement is critical. Determine how the process currently performs. Establish the current state or baseline of the process before making any changes. Look for what must be causing problem. Collect data to uncover the reasons or the root cause for waste in the process or defects. Create a plan to collect the data. Consider where to get the data, how much to get, who will do the collecting. Ensure the data is reliable. Ensure data is reliable, as corrective action is based on facts and data rather than assumptions and opinions. Update the project charter. Incorporate the details into the charter to move more accurately. Describe the issue. Then analyze. Identify the cause of the problem. The team analyzes both the data and the process in an effort to narrow down and verify the root causes of the waste and effects. Closely examine the process. The team determines the value of each step by analyzing the process by performing process analysis, which consists of time analysis, value added analysis, value stream mapping. Visually inspect the data. The transformation of numbers into visuals helps communicate to leadership and participants. Brainstorm potential causes of the problem using, of course, cause and effect diagram. Perform structured brainstorming to narrow down the vital few causes of the lost time, defects and waste in the process. Verify the causes of the problem. Confirm the proposed root cause by verifying the data through process analysis, data analysis, process observation, and comparative analysis. Update the project charter. Update the charter. Improve. Implement and verify the solutions. Collect ideas, but a structured improvement effort can lead to innovative and elegant solutions. Brainstorm solutions that might fix the problem. Creative idea generation consists of a host of techniques intended to lead to out-of-the-box solutions. Select the practical solutions. To choose between conflicting options, there are tools like the weighted criteria matrix, which helps make the best decision. Develop maps of processes based on different solutions. Draw improved map of the process as to-be maps. Select the best solutions. Employ testing cycles like PDCA to help refine ideas while collecting the stakeholder feedback. Implement the solutions, spending time on planning with help adaptation of the improvements by the participants. Major improvement. Show measurable improvement and move to the control phase. What is control? Maintain the solutions. Version of process management. Begin to document exactly how to pass the new structural process to the employees within the process. The four principles of value, flow, pull, and perfection should remain a constant focus. Which are the four principles? Value, flow, pull, and perfection. Ensure the process is being managed and monitored properly. Narrow down the vital few measurements to maintain for ongoing monitoring of the process performance. Expand the improved process throughout organization. Update the documentation. Process maps, document checklists, check sheets, etc. to support process participants to adopt the new way. Apply new knowledge to other processes in your organization. Apply the gains from one project into another areas within the organization. Share and celebrate your success. Sharing the project success leads to greater momentum of change within the organization. Six Sigma statistical tools. 10 important technical tools a Six Sigma team needs to master for progress through DMEC methodology. Tool number one, critical quality, CTQ tree. The critical to quality tree is used to brainstorm and validate the needs and requirements. Tool number two, the process map. The process map is a picture of the current steps in the process targeted for improvement. Tool number three, histogram, which we have discussed. Data organized into graphs or charts is easily understood. Tool number four, Pareto chart. Discrete data is counted data, go, no go, off, on, yes, no, defect, no defect type data. Using the 80-20 rule can support the highlighting and focusing on the causes and actions to counter the causes. Tool number five, process summary worksheet. The process summary worksheet is a roll-up of the sub-process map indicating which steps add value in the process, which steps don't add value process. Tool number six, the causes and effect diagram. Of course, the cause-effect diagram captures all the ideas of the project team relative to what they feel are the root causes behind the current Sigma performance and help in finding a root cause of the problem. Tool number seven, scatter diagram. The scatter diagram takes an idea about a root causation and tracks corresponding data in the response the team is trying to improve and helps validate an idea about root causation through the scatter diagram. Tool number eight, the affinity diagram. An affinity diagram is used to help sort and categorize large number of ideas into major themes or categories and useful when the team is ready to brainstorm solutions. Tool number nine, the run chart. The run chart is similar to a camcorder, recording some process elements over time. Tool number 10, the control chart. Similar to a run chart, a control chart uses the data from a run chart to determine the upper and lower control. Six Sigma technical tools. 10 technical tools that a team uses during the Six Sigma project have been briefly explained. Tools: design for manufacturability, design for Six Sigma tolerancing, product scorecard, process characterization, that is mapping, MSA, process optimization, seven basic tools like Pareto, Fishbone, etc. Common sense, tribal knowledge, Six Sigma technical tools. There are four classes of software to support Six Sigma. Analysis tools used to perform statistical or process analysis. Program management tools used to manage and track a corporation's entire Six Sigma program. DMACC and Lean online project collaboration tools for local and global teams. Data collection tools that feed information into the analysis tools and reduce the time spent in gathering data. Six Sigma defect is defined as anything outside of a customer specifications. A Six Sigma opportunity is the total quality of chances for a defect. Here are various formulae to measure different metrics related to Six Sigma defects. Defects per unit. DPU means total number of defects divided by number of product units. The probability of getting R defects in a sample having a given DPU rate can be predicted with the Poisson distribution. Total opportunities TO equal to total number of product units into opportunities. Defects per opportunity is DPO, that is defect per opportunity, is total number of defects divided by total opportunities. Defect per million opportunities is DPMO is equal to DPO into 1 million. Defects per million opportunities or DPMO can be then converted into sigma values using yield to sigma conversion table. According to the conversion table, if your yield is 30.9%, DPMO is 690,000, sigma is 1. That means your process is 1 sigma only. 1 sigma matlab, one sigma above mean and 1 sigma below mean. If your yield is 62.9%, your DPMO is 3,08,000, your process is 2 sigma. If your yield is 93.3%, your DPMO is 66,800, your sigma is 3. If your yield is 99.4, your DPMO is 6,210, sigma is 4. If your yield is 99.98, your DPMO is 320, sigma is 5. And if your yield is 99.9997, your DPMO is only 3.4 and your process is a Six Sigma process. That means if you have to move from 1 sigma process when your yield was only 30.9%, you have to increase the yield to 99.9997%, then your process becomes Six Sigma process. That means you have to work DMAIC way to reduce the variation and increase the yield from 30.9% to 99.9997%, then your DPMO will be only 3.4 defects per million opportunities. Clearly define the customer's explicit requirements. Count the number of defects that occur. Determine the yield, percentage of attempts without defects. Six Sigma certification. Six Sigma is a multi-level training program. Much like in martial arts, each ranking is different belt color that indicates a different body of knowledge and years of experience. The Six Sigma certification program breaks down into six different rankings from white belt to champion. White belt means a white belt doesn't need to have any formal training or certification in Six Sigma, but they understand the basic framework and guidelines. Those people are called as white belt. Yellow belt, this level requires some formal training and you receive an official Six Sigma yellow belt certification. Green belt, with a Six Sigma green belt certification, you can start strategizing and implementing smaller process improvement techniques on your own. Black belt, the black belt certification enables you to break down processes and handle more complex projects. Master black belt, the Six Sigma Master Black Belt is an additional course that helps enhance current skills by deepening the understanding of Lean Six Sigma. Champion, you can become a Six Sigma champion with a final training that is typically helpful for senior managers and executives who want to become proficient in guiding project teams and leaders. Benefits: defined process for problem solving, proven methodology for problem solving, consistency with results, focus on bottom line which encourages credibility, support from top management, significant financial results in 4-8 months, accelerating fast breakthrough performance. Ensuring Six Sigma is an extension of the corporate culture, not the program of the month. Result first, then culture change. Difficulties: adoption requires cultural change. Top management must be patient. There is no quick fix. Six Sigma is about getting right answer, not just any answer. Criticism: there is nothing new. It only proves defects, and defective counts offer tangible, measurable results. It is corrective action system rather than taking a preventive and proactive approach to problems. It's about appraisal system, and appraisal programs aren't useful. And Six Sigma did not bring quality improvement in all the organizations where it was implemented. This was the criticism about Six Sigma. Summary: Six Sigma is a philosophy of quality improvement. Six Sigma is 3.4 defects in 1 million opportunities, and its components are customer, process, and employees. Six Sigma implementation requires business leader, sponsor, black belt, master black belt, green belt. Six Sigma approach works. Six Sigma generic cycles includes define, measure, analyze, improve, and control phases. When applied correctly, DMAIC will produce consistently better results than any other method. Six Sigma is customer focus, and customer focus. Thank you.